Wednesday, May 30th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. It was nice, peaceful, quiet, relaxing. For once, I didn't have a lot of work to do. It was good. Hope yours was as well. Correction noted, Frankie. Correction noted. All right, so I'm going to get started. We're going to let everybody else just wander in as they usually do. So, people and what they post on social media. Okay, and this was actually a topic given to me a few months back by one of my friends. And we were talking about this, and she said, you should do a show on this. So why do people, and these are her exact words, why do people post highly personal issues on social media? Are they asking for free therapy from strangers? Do they really want help or attention? Do they care if their business is out there for the world to see? So that's the question for today. Why do people post highly personal issues on social media? And I've seen them. I can't say we've all seen them because I don't know everyone. But people do post a lot of personal things on social media, from, you know, what's going on with their marriage to what's going on with their mother, father, their family, the job, their sex life, just, you know, some of everything. And is this something that we need to know? Is it TMI? I mean, it's like, you know, and do people really care? You know, and are they posting this because, you know, they're behind, you know, this laptop or computer or phone, and you know, they can say whatever they want to say. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so you've said all this and people have made comments, some of it positive, some of it not so. You know, so what do people want to gain? I mean, what is it that they're really after? You know, what do they want? Hugo, welcome. You know, what is it that people want when they post personal business on social media. Now, until I got into podcasting, I never, ever post. You would never have seen my picture, anything about me on social media. And even now, I don't post pictures of my family. I never have. I've never, I know some people here may disagree with me, but I am 100% against posting children on social media. I don't care if it is your kid's first day in kindergarten, whatever. It's like, for me, I'm like, who cares? You know, and I don't believe that you should post a child's photo on social media because they don't have the opportunity to tell you no and to take it down. You know, even if they years later, they were to say, hey, mom, would you take that down? Well, once it's on the internet, it is there. And I do believe that children should have a choice on whether or not, you know, their lives and photos and likeness should be posted on social media. I also think that is dangerous, but that's just me. Okay. Minnesota says, attention. And then Lou says, yeah, attention or help, free therapy, you know? But at the same time, why not just go to your friends? Why not just go to your friends and, you know, talk about, you know, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you know, your marriage sucks, or your marriage is doing great, or we had great sex last night, or the sex is bad, or my boss is doing this, my boss is doing that. Why go to social media? Why not go to one of your friends? You know, why not go to a Catholic church and confess? You know, you're behind a door. You know, why put it on social media? You know, and do people really care? You know, do people really care what you say? I mean, I get on TikTok and I post my TikToks and whatever, you know, but at the end of the day, and this is what I truly am thinking after I've posted something, I'm like, do people really care? You know, it's just me getting on there and that's it. Unless I'm doing a show, I'm not on social media on the weekends. I make a point of pulling back. I don't go on it, whatever. But I don't post my life on there because it's no one's business. It's no one's, again, some people get really, 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 really personal. Lou says Catholic. Yikes. I'm not Catholic. I just say Catholic because I know they have priests and they have the confession thing. But why you confess to another human being is beyond me. But anyway, but I mean, is it really attention or is it just their way to vent? Has social media in some respects replace the journals that people kept or the diaries that people used to keep? You know, you write everything down in your diary and that's it. You know, and what's funny is a diary was supposed to be personal, but now you get on social media and you say pretty much all the things that you would have said in a diary. So is it really personal? I mean, what do people want to gain by posting personal things on social media? People like to complain. Oh, yes. People do like to complain, you know, but is it just the complainers? Because you also have people posting personal things where is good things, where is happy times, you know? But I come back to, do people really care? And the people who are answering, who make comments. Now, I make comments. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I make comments on videos and stuff that I see, you know, whatever. But do people really care about your comments? Do people really care what you think? So if you're complaining, if you want that free therapy, if you want that attention, if you want everybody to see your wedding dress, you know, if you want everybody to see that new car that you just purchased, do people really care? You know, outside of your inner circle, do people really care? So that's why I say, why not complain to your friend? You know, why not complain to your mother, your father? Is it because those are the people who are sick and tired of hearing it? So you have to go to social media because social media, you know, no one's there to tell you to, can you just shut up? You know, I mean, they can tell you in their comment, but it's not like your friend saying, hey, Solid, you know, why don't you shut up? Why don't you, you know, all you do is complain, 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 complain. I mean, seriously. And they say that 68% of people put their personal life on social media. And I'm not talking about their rantings or, you know, y'all have heard me come on my show and I rant, but talking about personal things, you know, their personal lives, you know, something as innocent or seemingly innocent as I'm going to go on vacation next week. Great. Tell everybody you're going to go on vacation the month, date, and year. Everybody knows who, people who know you know your house is going to be empty. So, okay, squatters, move in, you know, but something as seemingly innocent as going on vacation or, again, posting that your daughter or son went to kindergarten or whatever, you know, I'm having serious issues in my marriage. You know, I've seen TikToks of people who are posting their children, you know, going to the potty for the first time. I'm sorry. First of all, who cares? And secondly, again, I go back to the children's rights and everything. If I were a kid, I wouldn't want my parents posting that on social media. I mean, it may seem all cute and what have you, but, you know, come on. So what is the psychology behind it? Lou, you are so right. Social media has distorted the way our minds function. It really has. It really has. You know, you make a very, very good point. But we've always had the constant stimulation. We've always had it outside of social media. Before social media came, we had it. We had it in the sense of actually talking to each other, actually having conversations with each other, actually talking about, you know, even if we were talking about something silly, if guys were talking about the girl that they liked, or girls were talking about the boys that they liked, the fact that they were actually sitting down and talking to each other. When you have conversations with each other, you stimulate your mind, you know. So we had that, you know. Before social media came along, you know, the libraries were actually full. People actually went there. People actually read books. Now you're listening to a book on audio, you know, or you're reading a book on Kindle. And to me, personally, a Kindle does not give you the stimulation as actually a book does, where you open up the book and you turn the pages. You know, but again, no, I know, I understand what you mean by outside the real world, you know, but I don't know, you know, you posting something personal on social media, your real life stuff, is that fantasy for someone else? Or are you turning your own life into a fantasy because you can't face your real world? Not the real world, but your real world. I mean, why do we do it? Why do people, I mean, and you see it all the time, you know, toddlers, babies with cell phones in their hand. You want your kid to be quiet instead of giving them a book, you know, or have them listening to some, you know, music, whatever. You're giving them a mobile phone to play a game. You know, how many bad habits do our children pick up from social media? I have never done it. I never gave my kid a cell phone ever to play with. First of all, I did not own a smartphone until, oh my God, I refused to have a smartphone. It wasn't until my business really, really started picking up where people are like, you are really going to have to get a smartphone. And I resisted it. My son didn't get a smartphone until he was 16. You know, so, that whole thing with the, it just doesn't make any sense. It's like you want stimulation. I told my son to go read a book. I told him to go write something. Rico, I saw you wanted to come up, but you're going to have to hold on. Let me catch you again. There you go. You know, but, welcome. Hey.
Well, thank you for having me on, legendary solid blue sis, sister from another solid blue sister.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. I'm feeling powerful and alive.
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at what Lou just said. Oh my God, seeing some of the stuff my kids watched was so pointless. That's why I never gave my kid a cell phone. I mean, even to this day. Nice. You know, my son will be 23 in a couple of days. Wow. And he still does not watch TV. He watches maybe, and I kid you guys not, he watches maybe an hour of TV a year.
How dare he?
A year.
Let me ask you this. How do you resist all the societal pressure of the Joneses? How do you resist when everyone else is doing it? Like when they talk to you, like, why don't you?
I mean, because I always thought that it was stupid. And honestly, Rico, when smartphones first started to come out and Facebook and all that stuff, I would literally go to lunch with my friends and they're all sitting there and they're looking at Facebook. They're on their phones. And I would literally say to them, I'm leaving. They're like, oh, no, why are you leaving? I'm like, because we're supposed to be having lunch together. Where we're supposed to be out together having conversations and catching up or whatever you do at lunch, and you all are all on your phone. And that was always a turnoff for me. It just always was. And I would just shake my head. Or I'm driving down the street and, you know, you're at the stoplight and the light turns green and someone's crossing the street and their face is in their phone. Mm. You honk, they give you the finger. I'm like, seriously? So Rico, all that right there has always just made me, you know what? I'm not doing this. This is stupid, and I don't want my kid doing it either.
But then there was a resistance from society, like added because everyone's doing it. I'm sure he was like tough. Like, how do you resist?
Oh no! He was asking. He kept saying, "I want a smartphone, Mom." Well, first of all, he did not get a cell phone. He did not get a cell phone until he was 14. And that was a flip phone.
Yeah, well, that's when I did too. I got my first
episode. Okay, he was homeschooled. I started homeschooling my son when he was in fifth grade. So he kept asking for himself. I'm like, well, who do you have to call? And he would, you know, I'm like, who are you gonna call?
That makes sense how he could avoid it then.
you know, whatever. So then when the smartphones, whatever, and he was going out with his homeschool buddies, he's like, Mom, I really want a smartphone. I'm like, nope. I said, you can have one when you are 16. And I was that mother who also, when he went on the internet, I had that program where I can block things and see what he was.
Hey, let me ask you this crazy question. Did he ever go to naughty sites and you found out?
No. But I will say that when he did, he's like, Mom, I'm just letting you know, he said when he was 18, he's like, I'm going on this site. You wouldn't let me go on this and you whatever. And I'm like, you know, okay, you know, whatever. But it's not like it was porn or anything like that. But
he said, Mom, I'm an adult.
You know, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. But at the same time, but when you go, I just didn't want to be that person or want to raise kids who walked around and all they knew was a cell phone. It's like, go outside and play. How many girls do you see outside playing jump rope?
They used to double dutch way more.
Hello? How many people do you see? I mean, even adults. I mean, I remember we would, and some of my neighbors still do, some of us still do. We go outside, we sit out, and we're talking.
Right.
So again, I come back to my question. Why do people post personal issues on social media? Why not just talk to your friend and say, Rico, you know, my marriage sucks and we're thinking about getting a divorce. Why not just do a one-on-one with someone as opposed to going on social media and letting millions of people know who don't even care?
No, you're asking rhetorically, right?
Right. I am asking you. I'm asking you why.
Well, the reason is probably because there's probably an impulse to get this trigger you get when people care about something. You post something and all people give a damn, even if it's something that's completely useless, completely dramatic and made up and nonsensical. Just the fact that someone responds every little ding, 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 I think that probably has a big factor to do with it. They have an outlet to feel good in the face of actually just getting better or thinking more complexly.
I mean, but don't you think that having a conversation with someone is much better?
Sure, but I do, but I don't. But sometimes people don't see it worth the juice, worth the squeeze, if you will. So I feel like some people they feel like, oh, thinking deeply and being processing. Oh, that's too hard. Like, oh, I have to do. You know, this is not just like no thinking. But then they give it actually. Then they just so they can consider they talk themselves into convincing themselves that it's not worth the squeeze. Like, I'd rather not. So then they just were like, well, now they have to settle for lesser.
Well, you know, Rico, I'm going to tell you, I enjoy having conversations with people a lot more than I do going on to social media and sit there. And some people will like stay on TikTok all day. They'll stay on Facebook or Insta or whatever platform they are. They'll stay on it all day long.
It's crazy.
And it is. And so let me ask this.
Thank you for the question.
Oh, no problem. And taking the conversation just a little different way. Right. Do you think the people who stay on social media are the ones that go out and commit crimes, who go shoot up places and loot? I'm about to say it, become serial killers. I mean, do you think that are the people?
I think it's correlated. I feel like it's very correlated. I feel like perhaps, but I don't think it's I think it's a combination of variables. For example, like that variable, but then it could also be, okay, well then bam, they're on their TikTok all the time, but then boom. Well, then that's a higher percentage of those people are probably a higher percentage of the ones that are on the medications, on those antipsychotics. But it doesn't mean it might be a combination of the antipsychotics with the disassociation from society, with the self, but with the mindset, with the hood, with the combination of all that, but or it could be one or the other. But I think it adds up. I think there's multiple aspects. And now, if you ask me, is it compounding because of the whole addict thing, like a murderer is becoming? I would say I don't. Yes and no. I feel like it's just like it's a hard one to say because access to information and access to all these videos and knowledge, this is a new thing. It's hard to aspect the real consequences of this to the human society.
Okay. All right. So let me ask this. And Lou, I am going down my serial killer thing. Lou thinks I have a fascination with serial killer. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But do you think that now, Rico, I don't know how old you are, but do you know
31.
who John Okay, so have you heard of John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne Gacy, I definitely have heard the name. Remind me.
He was the man in Chicago back in the 70s who they found had molested a lot of people, mm-hmm. and he hid them. Mm-hmm. They took like 30 something bodies from under his house.
Dang.
And one of the things that he always used to do, he always used to dress up in a clown outfit and he used to always paint clowns and stuff. And when he finally went to prison, he painted clowns and stuff like that. Okay, you know who Charles Manson is, right?
Yes, so definitely Charles Manson.
Okay,
sure. He makes songs. He makes music.
Charles Manson. So, do you think that people like the John Wayne Gacy's, the Charles Manson's, the what's the guy's name?
Dahmer.
Dahmer. You know, whatever. Do you think if social media had a big presence when they were on their killing sprees, that it would have been worse, or social media would have enabled them in some way? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think what you're speaking of is just the opportunity. It just adds the opportunity. Whereas in, for example, like before the internet and all this, the guys and girls would have to date within their local area. They would have to date the people in their town. No matter, like, that was it. You're not going to leave town and be dating you, because else you'll never see them, because you don't have fucking cell phones and all this. GPS? What the heck is GPS?
But you did have dating services. As early as the 50s,
but that don't count. I'm talking the scale. The comparison is now, girls and guys, the dating, the opportunities open up. With the internet, you can date anybody from every city. You can contact people, do it. So the chances of it happening are definitely going to increase.
Okay. All right.
I think it adds opportunity. Definitely. Okay.
Now, Lou says psychology and drugs go hand in hand together. Everyone is supposedly broken. I do believe that. I do believe everyone is supposedly broken in some way, on some level.
Yeah, but metaphorically,
I don't know. I think that we all
perhaps wounded, perhaps hurt in some ways, but not broke.
Okay. So what do you consider broken? And Lou, I'm going to ask you to also
simple. I'll make
say
it simple.
What
I want. I want it's just hopeless. Someone who's hopeless. Hopeless and just a hopeless being with nothing, you know, there's no hope whatsoever. They just completely have lost hope and have now no ambition, no goal towards it. Like, all their actions are you could tell there's no hope in them. Their actions of things that are nonsensical to the ones with hope. It's the broken versus the unbroke.
Okay. And Humble Dog says yes, but there is a trail now. I'm not sure what you mean by the trail. Okay, I think so. Okay, you think social media makes dating safer? You do, Humble Dog? Really? I don't know. I think it makes it worse. I don't know, because people lie. I mean, come on, the whole catfish thing. People lie. I mean, you know. And Lou says, I met my ex on Facebook, married her after 2 years. Lou, I met my husband on America Online. Way back. Y'all remember America Online? Yeah.
Remember the Yahoo Messenger?
Yahoo!
Fucking Yahoo Messenger.
Yahoo! And Humble Dog says, people have always lied. Yeah, people have always lied. But on social media, you're able to take it up to the next level. You're able to post, you know, your photo and say it's you and string people along, and I don't know. I think social media has made it worse.
Well, yeah, but the only thing social media makes it safer is it has proof. Like, if you go missing, they could find out, oh, what was the last kind, who the last person. There's a trail. It's good for investigation.
Yeah, not unless you have a VPN or something where
you have to be ghost.
Yeah. Well, true. So, do you think that people who post their personal stuff on social media, that they're looking for free therapy?
Some attention sometimes too.
Do you think they want is good attention or bad attention,
bad. You see, it's bad though. They don't realize some people, there's different kinds, good and bad. I like how you brought that up. And they love the attention and they don't care if it's the bad one. And then some people recognize, nah, I'd rather not have the bad attention. It ain't worth it. But some people, it don't matter. They'll get it anyway. They can take it.
Wow. So.
Yep.
So when you say people will, people will get it any way they can. I mean, that sounds like somebody who's just desperate.
Yep. You go to Facebook and make a post.
So what do you think is more dangerous, Facebook or TikTok, or does it depend?
Good question, man. Yeah, that's a good question, actually. Which one do I think is more dangerous? They're really similar in danger, but I would say, they're both different in different ways, but I'll just say, if I could pick one, I'd say TikTok.
See, I would say Facebook, and only because with Facebook, people tend to, like TikTok, okay, you do your video and that's it. And yeah, you can get personal, whatever. But Facebook, people are posting photos and that personal information. And I mean, to me, you're able to tell more of
TikTok's
your
TikTok's going to be personal. Massive, though. TikTok, I see its implications. It's something crazy.
It is.
I just said Facebook because I'm just like how you resisted when shit change happens pretty much when you're like, oh, and people started going like that. Same here with me with social media. I wish it was still MySpace.
MySpace. Wow. But you know what, though, Rico, MySpace never really got going. It did come out many years before Facebook, but MySpace never really got going. When for whatever reason, MySpace to me was similar to Facebook, but Facebook just seemed to just take off where MySpace always seemed to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my own.
Yeah, 100%.
That's just my own personal.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty crazy opinion. It's crazy.
So do you think people who post their personal stuff on social media will one day, if they have not already, regret that they did?
Nah. I don't think they'll care. I don't think people care enough, honestly. I think no one's going to sit there and be like, make him feel bad. Like, you posted. I mean, I really don't see it. But it's interesting you bring that up, though. Like, the whole running for attention thing. Like, I like that. Like figuring out why they're doing that. But I do feel like it's a cheap high. It's a cheap thrill versus a long-lasting, nourishing nectar. Like, it'll go away. It's like a cigarette. You have to smoke one later versus something once a month. Like, you go fucking do something once a month, get like your one-a-month trip of acid or something. It's not a bad example, but something like that where it's self-fulfilling where you don't need it continuously because it's long-lasting. And so instead of getting that, they go to get the cheap thrill with it. I just want to get any attention versus getting that super good to be earned attention. It's an interesting concept.
Okay, so Lou says, I have a lot of private stuff on Facebook, but it's private. Not everyone can see it. But Lou, my question is, if you have a lot of private stuff on Facebook, is it stuff that even your so-called close friends, you know, can see? I mean, like, if it's private, why post it? Why not keep it private? What's the need to post it?
No one can see it but you, but then the way you post it is because then it's stored. Like, let's say you have a picture on a phone or a video on a phone, and then you post it, then you only can see it. Well, then you could go back for years and always go see that.
Okay, but again, if only you can see it, why post it?
Because, what if you just want to see it? You can share it with other people next to you. Like, oh, look at this, but it won't be public online, but you can still share it with
people. Yeah, well, I don't know.
You'll just have access. Like, there's a bunch of videos I have on Facebook that are legendary of me and my madness, and it's like, it's interesting. It's like Facebook has a little random collection of those videos.
But that's you as an entertainer, though, right?
No, that's just me as growing through the years, before Rico Rocks was even around and this and that.
Okay. All right. So.
But yeah, so that I can see why that's the only reason you would do only me, because some of them, they're not even, no one else would care. But there's videos that you like to see. But yeah, that's just making them private. But.
Okay.
It's like a story.
One thing that does bug me, and yeah, y'all, I am dating myself, but I'm sorry. I still use the photo album. I just got finished putting some photos in a photo album this past weekend. Yes, Rico, I'm sorry. I'm not going to have 20 million photos in my phone. And yeah, I have...
kills it. Because if the battery dies, you're done.
I mean, well, not only that, it's just the fact that, I mean, I think that having a photo album is just something that's timeless. And
if you can have pictures of random members when they're babies and everything, you pull that out on them, they're like, what the heck?
Well, not only that, it's like, you know, when you see, like, some of the best photos that I like looking at are the black and white photos, like, of my parents when they were younger, whatever.
I was about to say, oh, my goodness.
You know, but I'm just saying that, you know, you have those photos and some things are just timeless. And social media, I just think that even though you're posting personal stuff, I think social media is impersonal. It takes away.
But I would say, I would suggest, and my phone's at 2%, so I'm getting out of here. And thank you. I was at lunch. I'm just on lunch break anyways, but I want to say, I don't think it has to be so black and white. I think it's a bit gray. I think that you're right. The phones and the pictures are gray, but I don't think that, don't get too extreme on the, oh, well then the phones must be completely nothing.
I'm not saying
I don't want you to come off that way because they both have their benefit. Like, but yeah, definitely it's nice to have an album. And the cool thing is you could actually develop your picture phone or your phones on your picture, go get them developed as like an old film. So that's pretty cool.
Well, I just like my photo albums. Like I said,
how do you develop your albums still? Like, do you still, how do you get your pictures now?
I go to Walgreens, I download them, and I go to Walgreens.
Oh, you don't use a camera? You use your phone, though?
I have my phone, and I also have a 35 millimeter camera that I love using. And my favorite camera that I have that I cannot find film for anymore, and y'all gonna laugh at me, was a Kodak Pocket camera.
Oh, Pocket Cam.
That was next level
back in the day.
It really was. They were like, oh my God, you have a pocket, you know? So
you're like a wizard. You have a fucking like a device to capture image,
you know?
You were like capturing time and souls in your pocket.
So, that's crazy. Well, Rico, I appreciate you popping up.
Yeah, we have to. I would love to talk to you about some theories, man, one of these times.
Okay, all right.
They're from concepts that are very deep, though. Thinking about images, like we all deal with watch TV and we all make sense of it, but really, do we understand how these images are being transmitted? Does it really make sense how they can capture an image and watch it on a monitor? How the fuck does that happen?
It's called technology.
Like, how is a lens? No, but how does a lens work? We need to do a deep dive on a lens. Like, what the hell is a lens?
Oh, Lord.
It's trippy.
Well, again, thanks for popping up.
All right, thank you, folks.
I do appreciate it. All right. Okay, Lou says, we went from not taking strangers to expose your whole life to every stranger worldwide. We have, or some people have, because I don't tell my business on social media. I mean, I may talk about my son. I may reference my husband. I don't give names. Whatever, because it's not anyone's business. D, 110 film. Yes, the pocket camera took 110 film. Yep. I still have that pocket camera. I got it for Christmas. 1 year. So, let's see. Lou says, I still have my Polaroid, but can't find film anymore. Those Polaroid cameras, you know, some places sell them online. I know Amazon does, and certain Walgreens have Polaroid. So, but again, guys, you know, if you guys post your personal issues on social media, God bless you. More power to you. But, you know, what goes on in my personal life is, you know, not anyone's business in terms of posting it where, you know, people have to hear about it and know about it. And, you know, your kid is doing this. I mean, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm talking about personal things. So some people do it. I'm just not one of those people. So, formal welcome to D-Mac, Power Girl, Ace, and Crucible. So let's see. Lou says, I just learned, don't tell anyone anything private anymore. Most people don't. This is what I'm saying, Lou. Who cares? Thank you, Ace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Again, who cares? And at the same time, it's like, you know, you got to be careful who you tell your private stuff to. I mean, I'm talking about just in your own world wise. So you put it on social media, you know, it's like people are concerned about, don't tell my personal business, but then they get on social media and they're telling their personal business. They're telling everything. And it's like, seriously? So, and again, I come down to children. I feel sorry for those parents who post their kids' pictures all over social media because children don't have a choice. They don't have a choice to say no, you know, and they should. And I don't think you should post your children on social media. Let them make that decision. Let them make the decision whether or not they want to. So, but anyway, Rico had me doing some deep dive and deep thought diving. Every time I talk to him, he gets a little deep. Gets a little deep in the house. Okay, let me go up. Did I read all the comments? Yes, I did. So again, I go back to, and Rico said he didn't think so, but at some point, are people going to regret some of the things that they post on social media? At some point, are people going to wish that what they posted, they didn't post? I mean, you can delete stuff, but once it's out there, it is out there. You can take a video down, but I guarantee you somebody has already copied it, or somebody has already taken a screenshot. And somewhere along the way, it will come back around. You know, are you going to regret posting, you know, your personal business if you go for that job? And some jobs now, they ask, you know, if you have social media and what your screen names are, which I don't think that is right. Now, they happen to come across it, they want to go search and whatever, then that's fine. But to ask me what my screen names and whatever, no, I don't think that's right. And we have some places that even demand that they want your passwords. Nope. You know, so are you going to regret it if you were really going for that job that you really, really wanted and you didn't get it because of your social media? You know, they saw you dancing on the table. You know, is that going to be an issue? Did you try? No, I did not. But to tell you the truth, that 110, my pocket camera now is literally just something that I have put away, and it's a keepsake. I have a lot of old stuff that's keepsake. I still have that. Remember the projectors? My parents had an old projector. That was one of the things that I wanted, and I have the projector with the, what do you call it, with the with the reels. Crucible says employee, yes, Super 8. Actually, I think it's a little older than Super 8, but yeah, but basically, yeah, that's it. Crucible says employers can use social media as a way of gouging potential employees' judgment. I mean, true. But at the same time, you know, people have different facades. You know, I can honestly say that I do. You know, when I'm in front of one of my customers, you know, I'm one way, you know, as opposed to how I am, you know, if I'm hanging out with my friends. So, but I understand what you mean by when you say a potential employee's judgment. So again, I say, do you regret some of the things that you will post? Do you regret you know, the personal things. The personal things that you are posting. I do have a camera. I have practically every camera that Kodak made. If it was an Instamatic camera, I have practically every camera that Kodak made, because we always got cameras and stuff for Christmas and birthdays and what have you. And those are things that, you know, I've always kept. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get back on track here. So are we going to regret the thing we posted about our husband, about our boyfriend, about our neighbor, about our boss, our previous boss, and then the potential boss sees it? Are we going to regret it? I mean, even if it's something good, even if it's something positive, you know, how much of your personal business needs to be on social media? I mean, because I, for one, don't think that your personal business, I don't know, that's just me. Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Yeah, I guess to answer your question, I mean, I think it's, of course, people are going to regret. We as young people, and adults do it too, but particularly younger people, you know, back before all the social media and the Instagrams and Twitter and whatnot, we did stupid things in front of our friends for the most part. It was a fairly closed group. If you were around while the stupidity was taking place, you remember it and you can talk about it. But if you weren't, there's no evidence of it. There might be some pictures around, but those can get lost. They certainly weren't put up for public consumption where people could judge your decision-making, your choice of friends, your choice of beverage. It's out there for posterity's sake these days. So when we regret, like back in the old days, I'm dating myself here, but back when people would go streaking or when they graduated from high school or college, they would do something really, really stupid. And of course they would regret it, but it would be forgotten a few days later, except for the people who were there to witness it. Today, everybody witnesses everything, even if they weren't there, and they can extrapolate out one picture. They can turn one picture into a completely different narrative that was never intended, but they have evidence out there that they can use and mold and manipulate it to cast you in a very negative light. So I think today versus when a lot of us were kids, we didn't have to live with the outcomes of our poor decision-making, except for a few days. Today it's out there forever, and you can't take it back.
Crucible? I'm going to do something that I don't often do on this show with you. I agree.
Shake down the thunder.
I agree. Hugo, are you on? Okay, I guess they dropped it. I guess he dropped off. Okay. I did catch your requests. Okay. So, no, because, I mean, because I feel the same way. If you post something on social media, like I have a lot of controversial stuff on my TikTok, whatever, and I stand by it. But to post anything highly personal, about my family, about me, about my friends, whatever, I'm not doing it, you know. And as I said, you know, when we first started, I absolutely did not ever post my son on social media. If he went to birthday parties and they were saying, okay, let's get a photo, my son was not allowed to be in any photos because I knew they were going to end up on Facebook. And people would say, oh, you know, what's the big deal? It's a big deal to me. as a parent, it's a big deal to me. You go put every other kids, whatever. No. You know, so, but that's just me. Dee says, my standard for posting online, can your mother read it? Can your pastor read it? Can your kids read it? Can your hiring manager read it? That's a good point. Lou says, I post a lot of informational stuff in Instagram. Lou, sometimes I even forget I have Instagram. Okay, I'm just going back to what Dee says. Can your mother read it? Can your pastor read it? Can your kids read it? You know, and that's another thing too. It's like when you post something, I mean, that's okay, even when you watch movies, Greta Scacchi, some of you guys may not know who she is, but she says that she stopped doing nude scenes after her child was born. You know, so do you, you know, when your kids look back at, you know, they're watching old movies that you were in, even if it was like a blockbuster, an Academy Award winning movie, do you want your kids to see you taking your clothes off? So again, you know, some things you can't take back. Some things are there. They are there. They are out there. So, but that's just me. Let's see. Crucible says the Mac good policy. Let's see. Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. Crucible, you want to say something?
Yeah. The other thing I just wanted to add real quick about having pictures up on social media, not only are they there forever, they lack context. You know, if somebody wants to know what was really happening, they can ask the people that were there. What were the circumstances? What prompted this behavior? You can get some context. When you're just looking at a picture or pictures online, you're providing the context, and the context might not be accurate. So your imagination can go off to the races.
Wait. Are you saying for some pictures that are risque?
Yeah, or that may call your judgment into question. Okay. You may be able to ask that person, if you're with them or you were there, you know, what were we thinking that? What made us do those things? But when you're just looking at a picture of something online, probably from people you don't know anything about, you are free to imagine whatever you want to imagine there without really caring about what the context was or what the actual truth was that was going on. So you're really losing control of your life in a sense, or at least a snapshot of your life, and allowing other people to take control of it and manipulate it into whatever they want to. So I think that's the other thing about the permanence of online photos and postings is long after the incident takes place and you can explain, well, here's what was going on. People go, oh, I get it now. You're never going to have that opportunity for 99% of the people who are going to see that. They're going to be free to pass whatever judgment they want. And 99% of the time, it's not going to be good.
Well, once again, posting your personal business on social media, you know, if that's what people choose to do, more power to them, bless you, whatever. Me, that's not, you know, the route, you know, that I choose to go. Again, everything that I post and say on social media, I stand by it 100%. But my personal business, nope, because it's my personal business. And honestly, when other people do it, I don't care. I truly don't care. I mean, unless you're executing people, whatever, or you're being, you know, just downright, you know, nasty and mean and rude, whatever, you know, then it's like, hey, you know, why don't you stop, whatever. But for the most part, I don't care. I don't care what you had for lunch. You know, those people who like to, and I know people who are like this, who want to post, you know, their food, what, you know, they're at the restaurant, whatever, you know, it's like, yeah, okay. And okay. So I'm glad. I mean, but this is just me. You know, you picked out your wedding dress. Okay, good for you. You know, so, but yeah, that's just what I think. But that's just me. So, Crucible, you have any last words? Is it narcissism or is it? I was about to say last words, but I just saw what you said about narcissism. Is it narcissism or that people just either want the attention or they just are really just, hey guys. I mean, they're just happy that they're getting married and they have this wedding dress, or you know that they're, you know, they went out of, you know, out of the country and they just saw this and they're just happy for everyone to see it. I mean, and I get that. I understand that.
Well, but narcissism is probably a little bit harsh, because narcissism implies, you know, a very malicious, kind of selfish, egotistical sort of an angle, where I think what you're probably talking about is more along the lines of self-absorption, a little bit clueless, maybe a little bit obtuse, where you're so self-absorbed, you're not really noticing your surroundings because you're so caught up in your thing.
Well, no, that's not what I mean. I mean, I think that there are, I mean, yes, I do believe that there are people that are like that, but I think that there are some people who are just, you know, there are those people who are just so happy that, you know, I just bought this new car. I'm so happy. You know, I love this car. And so they post it. I'm not saying that they're trying to show off or anything. They're just happy for whatever reason. So,
well, I'll give you an example and you tell me if this is being a nitpicker here. My niece, who I guess had been trying to get pregnant for a few months. It wasn't like a years long process, but it was a couple of months. She's still very young. And I don't know how it was going. I don't ask those questions, but apparently she's pregnant. And my sister, her mother, put some pictures up on social media, on Facebook or something, as if this were the moon landing. And I love my niece to death. She's a wonderful woman. But she's having a baby. Last time I checked, someone had one 10 minutes ago, and someone's having one 10 minutes from now. So I get the moment part of it. I really do. But this is not exactly creating an accomplishment that none of the rest of us have ever seen done before. I find it a little bit over the top.
Do you want a response to that?
Sure. Probably not, but go ahead anyway.
I, for one, could care less. I mean, I don't think that, and I understand your sister's excitement, you know, is her child, her soon to be grandson or granddaughter or whatever. I totally get that. But I do agree, you know, people have been having babies for years. I understand that some people go through the process of trying to get pregnant and what have you. I definitely understand that process. But I think that some things are, you know, private. I think some things are within the family. I think that, you know, but that's just me. But if that's what your sister wanted to do, like I said, bless you, more power to you. And you know, whatever.
I agree. And I agree with you. Most people don't care. And it wasn't so upsetting to me. I'm like, how could she possibly put that out? I wasn't mad or anything. I just kind of laughed and thought it wouldn't be my way of doing it. But it was an innocuous post. It was a positive post. It wasn't tearing anybody down. It was celebrating life. Yeah, it was a little bit self-absorbed, but it was harmless. So I just kind of moved along and said, if that's what people want to do, they feel positive about a good thing happening in their life and they want to share it.
Okay, so then let me ask this then, because Ace says, there are so many people who cannot have them. It's an accomplishment for some. And Ace, again, on a personal level, I do. And let me talk about personal stuff. And I'm saying on a personal level. On a personal level, I totally get that point. Believe me, I totally get that point. But Crucible, if you're saying that you're nitpicking, then why did you bring it up just now?
Well, because I guess it just conflicts with my personal. I'm a little more private, and I try to save such proclamations for things that maybe have not been done before or are highly unusual or would convey some sense of uniqueness or something. That's just my own personal style. But
it's not so much that they're telling it. It's okay. So, okay. Cause I'm listening to you. And I'm also reading what people are saying. Dee says there are people who want to share and hear from similarly situated people. Could be positive therapy. True. Lou says the birth of a child is a blessing and wonderful thing. True. You know, so and I get all of that. I'm just one of those people who, okay, you're pregnant, okay. You just got that job, great, you know, whatever. I just, but then again, I'm also that person who, when I see things like that, I see what people are talking about, I'll just keep scrolling, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just keep scrolling. So,
but no, DMAC does make a good point. If it can be used in a way that encourages other, uplifts people, gives people some hope. Well, that couple got pregnant and they were having trouble. So yeah, I'm not dismissing it at all. I didn't want to sound like an angry old man. I just say it was not my personal style. It's very harmless. And if it makes some people feel good, what's the big problem, I guess?
Okay. And D says, just use the application for what you like, ignore the rest. And as somebody said in a TikTok a couple of weeks ago, if it doesn't apply, let it fly. So, and that's what I tend to do, because you run across so many things on social media that people are posting in terms of their personal stuff that literally, you know, for me, again, I just say for me, it's like, you know, I just keep going. Very few things that people post on a personal level do I really listen to, because it's like, okay, you know, whatever. And again, I just, like Lou says, just use it for what you want and ignore the rest. So, okay. So once again, let's see. I never responded to that BTRTQ, whatever person that was, the alphabet person who asked me to come up. So for future reference, if anybody is an alphabet person and you want to come up on the panel, I will not let you up unless you have a name, which you'll probably make up. But anyway, Crucible, do you have any last words?
No, I think this was an interesting topic. It's very timely. I think we should treat social media the same way we treat just about a lot of things that unfortunately we don't treat them that way. But my words of advice would be, you know, discretion should be the better part of valor. And DMAC made a good point. Can my mother read it? Can my pastor read it? Can my kids read it? Could my future boss read it? Those are all good guidelines to use. And when in doubt, err on the side of caution.
And I, for one, can my kid read it? You know, do I want my kid to see it? You know, even as an adult. Do I want my adult kid to see it? So, yeah. So everyone, on that note, thank you, Crucible and Rico Rocks, for popping up on here. As always, thank you guys for popping on. I am going to have a show tomorrow. I have not yet posted it because I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about tomorrow. I got to go through my list of topics. But as always, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to take us out with, who am I going to take us out with today? I'm going to take us out with a little bit of Chaka Khan. So I'm going to clear the panel and we are going to listen to a little Chaka. Here we go.
Gotta be there in the morning. Bring him good.
Well, that's it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. Enjoy your day or evening, wherever you are in the world. Go where the wind takes you, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.